Okay. Okay, so I guess we'll have Shiva for like an hour now or something like that. Okay, so we're up to the third packet of Yer de Gshamim Besukas, packet Gimel. So the Mishnah says, Chav Chesem Beis, Kol Shiva Sayyomim Odomosa Sukoso Keva Beso Aroy. Yerduk Shomim Memas Emuto Livnos Mishetisra Hamakfa. Right, we said that if the food that you're going to eat, it's enough rain that it's going to cause the food to be Saruah, not going to be good, then you could leave. And we discussed last week, that if we can't be Mashiach, right, so the Ramah says we base it on how much rain, if it's raining in the room, would you leave the room? And then we discussed what does it mean, from one room to another room. We discussed, the Mashiach says it means going from one room to a storage room, right? Because on Sukkot, Sukkah is the room that you eat and sleep, and the rest of the house is like a storage room. So how much rain would it have to take to go to the storage room? Because if it's to go from one room that has set up to eat to another room, that's very easy. If it's even a little drop, you'll already go to the other room. And if it's to go to your friend's house, that's going to only be if there's very lot that you're going to go to your friend's house. So the Mashad said the middle pshat. That means that how much it'll have to rain inside your house to go to the storage room. So then let's take a look in the Gemara on page 2 of Chavtes Amralot. It says, Yerv Yisrael Mekam Meshetisra Hamakta Shal Grisim. Abai Hava Kayosid Kamei Rav Yosef Bepalalta. He was sitting in the sukkah. Noshiv Zika. And the wind started blowing. Noshiv Zika, yeah. The Kamaisi Tzibusa, Rashi says. Kiss me Shoschach, Masi al Macha. In other words, the Schach started shedding a little. So the branches started falling into his food. Amalu Rav Yosef Ponu Limani Mehacha. So he says, get me out of here. So this is not so, it wasn't so much, it was just windy. So some, like, the leaves started getting into his food. So he said, I have to leave the sukkah.
In other words, I'm like an istinus. Even if a little dirt gets in my food, I'm already. So for me, that I'm an istinus, Rashi says, Rav Yosef mi anine das. Hav datane per arvi psochim, shlosho chayim ena chayim. Rachmanim varaschanim anine hadas. She'enem yicholim lisbol shum dover mius. Amar of Yosef Kulu Isnubi. I have all these character traits. Why is Rachmanin in the Chaim?
We have a Gemara Pesachim.
He says three people, their lives are not lives. So Raschana means he gets angry very much. Anini Das means he's too, like, istin, everything bothers him. And what about Rachmanim? I can understand those two. We get easy, angry very easily, so. That what? Everything, so you can't. So let's just see if Rashi makes any comment there. Ruby's saying that if you're too sensitive. Too sensitive. Right, Rahman Yosef Midai. Rashi writes, Rahman Yosef Midai. Yeah. It's good to be a Rahman. That's one of the characteristics of Rahman by Shonim Gol Mechasadim. But if you're too much, so then the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, Haya Ochel B'Sukkah V'Yardu G'Shomim. You're eating the Sukkah and it started raining. V'Yarad. So you left the Sukkah. V'Yarad means you left the Sukkah. Page 2. It's Tana Rabba Hayocha B'sukkah V'yard G'shom V'yard Eim Atrichen Oso Lalo Sach Yigmar Sudoso. In other words, once you left the sukkah in the middle of the meal, you don't have to go back. So we're saying that he was eating the meal, then it started raining, and went inside, and now it stopped raining. So the halacha is he doesn't have to go back in the sukkah, even though it stopped raining. You would think, stop raining, for sure he should go back. Same thing if you were sleeping in the sukkah and it started raining. So what is that? Acheyor or acheyor with an ayin or an aleph? So Yeor means, Rashi says, Amur HaShachar. So you don't have to go back at night. Until the morning, you could stay in your house. Or Sheyeor, with an ayin, means you wake up. But if you wake up, even in the middle of the night, you have to go back. So one opinion says you don't have to go back until the morning, and one opinion says you don't have to go back until you wake up. So the Gemara says, Tashma Acheyor V'yala Amur HaShachar. So Tarti, that seems to be a stira. Rashi says, because Yeor is Mashma Yeher Hempnei Mizrach. And Amur HaShachar is before that. So Eima Acheyor, he got up V'yala Amur HaShachar. So the way we have it is, in other words, you have to have woken up. And it's Amur HaShachar, then you have to go back in. But if it's the middle of the night, you don't have to go back in. So let's see. Let's see how these are brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Page 7.
Sivak. By Ochel, the Sukkah of Yerd Geshomim, the Halach Lebeso, Uposku Han Geshomim, Eim Chayim Vosu Lachzal Sukkah Cheik Mor Sudas. Like you can finish the meal in the house. Right, the first night, you still go back in, right. Zayin, Yoshem Yodim Shom Balayla. He was sleeping. And it rained in night. The Nicholas Tok Beis, plus the Sodom, Ema Trichet also Lachs, the Sokol Kol also Balayla. So Yoshem Beis, Oche Yala, the Mashachar. So the same thing. He doesn't have to go back. But the Magen Avraham says that's only if you went to sleep. Say, in other words, you woken up, you were sleeping in the sukkah, it rains, you got up, then you went in the house, and then you didn't get to sleep yet, and then it stopped, and then you go back. But in other words, it's once you went to sleep in your house, because you came in, then you don't have to go back. Well, once you went in, and you went to sleep. You don't have to go back. If you didn't go to sleep. If you didn't go to sleep, then you have to go back out. Oh, you mean, oh, we'll see. Oh, so let's take a look in the Ritva now, on page 4. So says the Gemara, he ochel b'sukkah, v'yarduk sham and v'yarad, he went inside, ein matrich and osho lalo. Umina, she'im lo haya ochel adayin. Say a person didn't eat, start the meal yet. V'rog sham and bo'im, v'shamayim mekadrim ba'ovim. There was, you didn't eat yet, you see it's very cloudy, it's about to rain. You know, you see the dark clouds. So you have to go into the sukkah, wait till it rains, and then go back in? But if we say, no, I know, look, I can see. So you could eat chutz l'sukkah, and we're not matriach you to go... So he says, if you were eating the sukkah of Yerbu Shomim, you can come in. And the same thing also, if you weren't eating the sukkah, and you see that it's about to rain, you could stay in and eat the meal. And that's like it's raining already. So then you could stay in for the whole meal. Say you started a meal, but it wasn't raining, but it was threatening to rain, and you started the meal, and then what? Say maybe even it cleared up, and it never rained. You still get that head. So that's a chiddush. So it was there. It's not tisra hamakve. It's not, but it's threatening. So that's. Thank you. No, he wants to know, how does he know that? Where does the ritual... Why is it... In other words, what Ruby's asking is, why is it such a parallel? In other words... Well, so let's see in the Ran. Let me quote, the Ran has this as well, so let's see what the Ran says.
We're saying that if you're at home and you see the great clouds are gathering, don't go into the circle.
Right. Right, so Ruby's just bothered by, is it such a given based on the Gemara? Maybe you could say no. In other words, it was Mino means that he's learning it out from the case of the Gemara. So Ruby's questioning, is it such a clear parallel from the case where you actually were eating the sukkah and you started raining and you came in? So the Ran, take a look at the Ran. Page 3. Is the heter only if you started eating and then you're in the sukkah, you started eating and then you came in so you could stay in? But what if you never were in the sukkah? So maybe we could say, maybe now you should go out, because maybe it's the tircha that we already matriach you to come in, so now we're not matriach you to go back out. But if you were never in the sukkah in the first place, that maybe then once it stops raining, you should go into the sukkah. So he says, he thinks that it's the same. But he's not positive. Because it's the same that if you get the same heter if you were never in the sukkah. So the Ritva takes it a step further. Not only that it didn't rain, it just was threatening to rain.
What?
Why? If he's potter, he's potter. Potter is potter. If you look in the Makor Chaim on page 8,
you should go into the sukkah if you never went there.
Well, first he says he thinks he could stay at home.
Yeah,
Right, but he says, Lamaisa, I'm not going to, any so mechal sevarasi achashem is a rai brewer. Because the case of the Gemara was you were in the sukkah, you were eating the meal, then it rained, and you went in. So then you don't have to go back, because that's too much of a tircha. And he wants to say the same thing if you never went in, but it was raining, and you started eating at home, and then it stopped, you also don't have to go back in. He says that's a little bit different, because maybe you could say over there, you never were in the sukkah, so we didn't make you go back out and back in. Yeah, you're just going out for the first time, so maybe that's different. So he says he's not sure. And the Ritva's Chiddush is that even if it didn't rain, but it's threatening to rain, and you're at home, you could start eating at home, and even if it...
Even if the sun comes out,
you could stay in the sukkah.
Stay at home, right.
According to the Ritva. If you look at the Mekor Chaim on page 8, he says, "Chazal Aran da'adayim lo ischi lechol b'shamim yordim lo boi kidei shetisrach shenir li shal koponim hischil le'natef le'toch ha'sukkah." He says, he thinks it means that at least it was drizzling a little bit. And if you look in the Bikur Yaakov on page 9, he says, "The Shir Beis Yosef Hevi Divrei Rav Shekos Hashem Shos Zeh Hashir Hudafke Shehischi Lechol." So there's another point that the Ran is making. Is that, you see, the point that the Ran is making also is that if you're in the sukkah and it rained, then you need a lot of rain to make you come out. Tisrach ha-makfer. But maybe if you're not in the sukkah at all, so then even a little bit of rain is enough to pop you from going out of the sukkah. Maybe the shiur at your tisrach ha-makfer is only in the middle of the meal. But if you didn't start the meal yet, maybe even not your tisrach ha-makfer is patur you. Because maybe once to uproot you from the sukkah, you need asher tisrach ha-makfer that will ruin your meal. But maybe if you're not in the sukkah yet, even if it's not asher tisrach ha-makfer, so that's a big cooler, Ran saying. That if it's drizzling, and that's, I'm not comfortable in sitting in the drizzle. I'm not comfortable with that. But it's not asher tisrach ha-makfer. So if you would be eating in the sukkah already in the middle of the meal, that wouldn't bother you to go in. But since you didn't start the meal, maybe there's a different standard what's going to bother you in the middle of the meal in contrast to what's going to bother you if you didn't start the meal. That was the Ran Svara. So, and he's not sure. So therefore the Bikur Yaakov says, "Nirli mitamzeh lo yivarach leishev besukkah kol shag sham." He says, therefore, if it's raining in your sukkah, when you're coming out of the sukkah, so, according to the Ran, you're potter, but not everyone agrees, and the Ran himself wasn't sure that it was right. So he says, but maybe you shouldn't make a bracha to be somer, to be choshish for that svar of the Ran. So if you're going out to the sukkah and now it's drizzling, even though it won't ruin your thing, but maybe mikra did your potter. Even though it's not sheer of shir tisrach hamakva. Al yamtin ma'achem yivtsuku lagamrei or yochal b'sukkah below brachu. She yivtsuku lagsham yivarch b'emtsa sudoso fiul gomu sudoso yochal b'sbeitza shivarch. Veritva. So Parak Beis the Sukkah Mashma Dafilo Yorid Hageshem. Vaday Rak Rosh Hageshem. Vaday Mishmam Shuvah. Heinu Chay Besukkah and Kain Having Bezed Safik Bracha. So he says that. So anytime it's raining, to go out in the sukkah and it's raining, a little bit, not the shear of makfa, according to Ranya Potter, according to the others that disagree with the Ranya Bichayev, because it's not the shear of makfa. But he says you should. So the Ran's not so sure. So we shouldn't just be makel and eat in the house if it's just a little bit of drizzle. We should eat in the sukkah. But he thinks maybe you shouldn't make a bracha. Because the ma'isi mitzvah, so shy of making a bracha, and according to the Ritva also, the Ritva says that if it's threatening, even also tsar. Right. Right, so those would be potter. Because you're not in the sukkah yet. Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't have to be rain. Other things that can make you... you know, too cold, too hot, too much mosquitoes, whatever. Doesn't have to be rain. Let's see in the Aruch HaShulchan now. He says, "V'doy yesh estapeg v'sukas abruy shalom shem salchik rag v'es agshom machzir oso derech lazir v'yak shem skil gshom v'yirid." Whereas they have a covering on the sukkah. Look what he says. The dashish is topic. The sukkah is a brush model. We have our sukkahs. So I'm salking hagag. We take off the roof. But Esa Gishon and Machzirin also. The Derech Machzirin Miyad Shem Aschil Gishon and Leirid. Right? In other words, we put on the back the gag on if it starts to rain. Im Yepasuch HaShishchil V'Natev V'Toch HaSukkah Yisasa B'Shach because if you don't put on the shlach, then forget during the rain now, but 2 hours from now, your sukkah could be totally dry if you covered it up. Whereas what if you started the meal and now it's starting to rain? But you can finish the meal. So do we say close it right away so this way it'll be good for the next meal? Or no, if you can finish the meal, finish the meal. That's the mitzvah you're doing now. You don't have to worry what's going to be with the next meal. I'll have the sukkah.
who like to push on Chazal Chalel of Shabbos Hasgir Yishi Yikayim Shem Moses Harbe. Chanam Mutav Levadzal Suda Zu Besukka Gidei Shikayim Achak Harbe Sudas Besukka. Well, so is there an Indian now, if it's starting to rain, so right away, close it. Right away, close the thing. So this way, the next two meals you'll have dry. Because if you leave it open, so now you might be able to finish this meal, but then you won't be able to go to the sukkah for the next two meals because the sukkah will be so swampy. So the pashup shot is, you worry about now. Now I can still stay in the sukkah and I don't have to put on, so be it. And don't say, you know, chalal, you could forfeit this meal now because it will save you the opportunity for later. We don't say that. I mean, even though he says maybe we should. Okay. And then he says by Kev Shani Sarah Bada Torah Oda Choba Sukkah Oivat Al Dina Darayis Mashiach Suda Shmi. Yeah. But Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, then let it rain, don't worry. Because the Chiyuv of Shmini Atzeres is not the same level as only Chiyuv Derabbanan. Chayim Hashanah, Misha Yashem B'sukkah V'yizchilu Yisham L'Leirid, V'hol Echol Tok Be'isolation, V'zeh Chilu V'echilu V'chilu Tzarech Shek Tei Shekal HaMalcha, V'Hashanah Tzarech L'Hashanah Kein. He says, for Shana, even a little bit. Because if you're in the sukkah, little drops, he thinks people are already not comfortable, you can leave. But for, in other words, we saw, but there was a sheet that says there's no Ptur Mitzvah, right? You remember the Rabbeinu Peretz? That for Achila, we did that a couple of weeks ago. That Achila, maybe there's no tour of its style, only Shana. Because Achila, yeah, you can rough it. Shana, you're not gonna, it's harder to rough. Right? We saw that in the Rabbeinu Peretz, right? You remember that? I think that was the day of the Investiture a couple of weeks ago. We did that with a short share. So the same thing over here. That when it comes to Achila, you need a lot of rain to get you out of the sukkah. Shana, once it starts drips on your pillow, you can go inside. Okay. The Marshag has a tshuva as he always does. On page 12, starting on page 12. There's lo nifat na asiv atak lechmat yomim hakidoshim. It was yomim noraim, like it is now. So he says, that's why I didn't have time to write you back. He nebosi al mash shol tam al mash arbe anoshim eno ochlim besukah b'shmini atzeres. Puts laras lech v'vayis. So he has a tshuva here, even though that's not the topic we're talking about now, but it's going to be related to it. How come a lot of people don't eat in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres where the halacha is that he's supposed to? Halacha arucha b'gemara b'shulchan aruch in Shmini Atzeres lachilu b'sukkah b'chutzlaras meisiv yasfina b'rucha b'mrachinim. Malas kvot v'rosa kosek yesh lehem tam api nister shalo yeshe b'sukkah. Ani omer sheha ba'adachim o'shach hason lo mekein hayatam api nhasod negat b'mashafosh b'gemara. And he says the Rosh Mekubalim that Teretz Zvi b'Sifro Surbei Rav Hasei Tov Kosev B'Tachavar Bal Gilei Eliyahu Mitim Kibosh Bali Zohar Ramban Lo'omu Lo'nu Dover Echad Neged Negev Egemar. He says everything we have from the Mekubalim is never against the Gemara. So to say something against the Gemara is a little difficult to say that there's something up in Kabbalah that you don't have to. Shemarach So we know the Korban Nisanel says the reason why we sit in the sukkah, we don't take lulav and shmini atzeres al tzveik at the yomer, because that's nira kemosif. I understand, but still. Right, but on the other hand, sukkah, you don't even have a takana of Rabbi Mazaka. Sukkah, there's no chiyuv after the first two nights. Right. Yeah, so he says, but the difference is that the Tosa says that sukkah is not noticeable that you're doing it for the mitzvah. But sometimes you just like to sit outside. Lulav, if you're doing it, you're obviously doing it for the mitzvah. That's the Korban Nisanel's verse. So it says the Korban Nisanel, Fizeh, in Ba'oso Hayom, who ace Sina, Aruchos, Vashum Shinoi Ovir, Be'emes Einam in Aroi Lachol Basukah, Yom Shmini. But he says, in Echrami, if it's a bad weather day, then no one would sit outside, then maybe you shouldn't sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, because the whole idea of Shmini Atzeres is not nearer Kibal Tosif, Tosif says, because people like to sit outside anyway. But that's only if it's somewhat nice weather. If it's very bad weather, then not. So he says, Alpina Lugul Shalonu Bididus Hakaras Alpina Rov Losas Manu Eis Tzina V'Kor Vein Yeshivas Asukah Reval Adam. It's really like Gavu L'Chivu Chachomim. He says, so Chachomim are not going to be Mechayiv if it's bad weather. Because bad weather, then the sukkah is like a lulav. Then it's clear you're only doing it for the mitzvah. You're not doing it because Chachomim, you like to sit outside. No one likes to sit outside in the middle of a rainstorm or in the middle of a frost. So maybe Chazal only talking about a situation where in their climate that it was common that it's nice. Then he quotes that from the Heichal Bracha of Kamarna. But he says that in Hanami, if it's not mitzvah, then you should sit in the sukkah. But then he says, "Venerally, the chol advar malalu nolamer im yeshlo tsar be yeshivas asukah ba'ofen shem mitzad ikar hadin gam yimei achag atzmo hayapotim l'asukah." Whereas, if you want to say that you don't sit in the sukkah because it's mitzdayer, so that it's not nearer that the sukkah is a reval of, but then you have the real mitzdayer. So much on mitzdayer potim l'asukah, but after the mechag yufayu anu machmir mikol mokum lechol b'sukah mikol mokum shmini atzer sein lahachmir mabidim. Al Iker Hadin, the Mitzvah part of the Sukkah. It has to be a real Mitzvah, and then a real Mitzvah, we're not Machmir on Shmini Atzeres. So he says, V'inei Mevur B'Shulchan Aruch, to the page 13, second line, the Mitzvah Lav Dafka Machmas Kshom, the Mitzvah Bechol Inyan. Simreishal Mevur Dafil Mitzvah Rach Machmas Shuvah is Kor. Right? Even the cold is Mitzvah. Even though, like people would sit in the sukkah when it's a little bit cold. It's a little bit cold. We'll just brave it a little bit. But on Shmini Atzeres, once you reach something that Meikar Din is really potter making, even though on sukkahs we might be a little bit more machmer, and Shmini Atzeres we shouldn't, because that's already Mechzei Kibal Tosif. Because the only reason it's not Mechzei Kibal Tosif is Ba'amim Sesukosol Odom Areva. Literally, lo matam mashahabi anoshim yireim anshei maizim machmerim b'chag asukos filim imu mitztayr. Tzad mishub d'mitztayr in a part of Mechzei Kibal Tosif yuchol chutz l'sukhi yad niftar m'atzar. Mishub g'ed ha'zeh shalom niftar m'atzar b'chivosom chutz l'mayiz chutzum shuk. Shakul Aslo Hatsar Shalakil Kukut Khosuk Mutsar Pasuka, in Kane Hari Benkach Makah Mutsar, believe Kurmanatsar, Bakilos of Vice, having a Kumosh Kosov Ramah. Hagel lo aminim star patim in a sukkah. He says, you have to realize in those days it was cold in your house also. It's not like today, you have this great heat at house. It was cold in your house also. So what's the tour? You go from your cold sukkah to your cold house. So that's not a tour. So that's why on sukkahs they would stay in the sukkah even if it's cold, because the house is also cold. He says some people eat in the sukkah when it's raining. So what is that? So he says, well, these people, this is a svara that we don't use so much. These people have tsar if they would eat at home, because they're not in their sukkah. This was, I think Lubavitch Rebbe had something like that, but we usually don't say such a thing. Page 13. So he says, "Kol zev me'achag, but Shmi Yitzchak, I'm close to our son, our God, let's love Kol Kach Muni, so Chayim B'Sukkah. He came to care for Chosu Ikra Dish, and Tzar Potter Min HaSukkah. Chayin Huzman, Shakor God, O Kol Kach Shama Chayim Hashmoni, and Tosh B'Sukkah, Shapi Rosh Elocho B'Bayis." But if it's so cold, then you can eat in the house, for Shmi Yitzchak.
Is that in the house?
Yeah, but then people, for sukkahs itself they're machmer, but for Shmini Atzeres, once it's too cold, so then it's already it can be more mako. So, okay, so then, there is a Meiri on this topic. Let's take a look at the Meiri. And then the Shlomo Kluger. What does the Meiri say? Let's see.
Six.
And Meiri?
Five.
Okay, take a look on page 5 on the left. He says, look at the last two lines on the right, the last two lines. We can't sample because it's almost Shekhov Yeshish Bishiv, also Basukha Hashash Ganovim, or list him. Right, if it's Hashash Ganavim Listim, Osim Sukkah Bechotzer Beis HaKnesses, Uvarchim Birkas Leisha B'Sukkah, Hashem Hochu Vaseim Lisha V'Lecho B'Lo Sukkah. They would make a Sukkah in the Shul, and they'd make Leisha B'Sukkah. Because they were too afraid to
to stay in a private sukkah. So they had only who went to the shul sukkah. And then they came home and they ate at home. They ate a little bit in the shul sukkah, and then they ate, I guess, the rest of the meal at home, and they slept at home. He says, "Afa anu nogim l'hakan shaloytim mitos shalor v'sukkah lishko shom v'nei sakonis atzina." He says, "We don't do it because of the cold." So what's his idea? So if you look, he says, if you look on page 5 in the third line on the left, he says, so he says, and the Sefer Chasuchas Chaim wants to put it together with the Ritva, that we don't sleep because usually it's going to rain. So we don't put our beds in the sukkah, because even though it didn't rain yet, but it's prone to rain. So it's like the Ritva Svara, the Chasuchas Chaim points out. So it's like we're forewarned. So that's the Ritzvah Svar. The forewarned, something is forewarned, is also a Svar Lahakyam. Yeah, so he says that they would put on a raid hat, even. But that could be because anyway there's a sheet that they have to sit in the sukkah the first night. So it comes out, Rabotai, that we have this Ritva says if it's the weather's threatening, you could already stay home. The Ran has this Chiddush that there's a difference between, even if it's a little bit rain, you don't have to go out in the sukkah. Once you're out and you're eating, there has to be Tisukah Matva to go back in. But if you were never in the first place, even a little bit of rain. Yeah, Aaron, what do you want to say?
I wanted to ask before that even if the like, you know, there's any amount of Kabbalah that contradicts the Gemara, even if it's a Gemara, you don't follow like it, if the Gemara doesn't indicate anything, you know, doesn't affect that at all.
Well, it seems that's more complicated because it could be that it is going against in other words, if the Gemara doesn't have this tour, the assumption is you're chayav.
So in this case, it's more leaning
than
it's resolved. But it wouldn't be more
machmer,
this would not come up.
So that's normal. One last point. Shlomo Kluger, they haven't written bad on the Shulchan Aruch, I put, but you can see it clear in the Sefer Sukkot Chaim on page 17. He says, "The guy Shlomo Kluger, he shall do his manshak to summon yordim brach with sukkah achazeng sharm yordim l'socha." And I said, "All the sukkahs, it's raining. One sukkah is not raining. Why is that? Why is it raining?" He says, it could be a thicker schach. afterwards and start raining in that place, so could he make Leish Sheva Sukkah? Ein Levar. So what is he saying? He shafted day levar v'raim mashkos v'posim v'afil ein makfil v'fon of nami potter. You came chom nosnu shir k'shetisra chamakfil mashu zavi tam apetur v'abikein af she ein makfil v'fon of nami potter. And he came in the shim haya makfil v'fon of nami potter v'gam came in shalachin yesh makfil v'potter kach afu potter kein v'chanami v'zeh. Whereas he's saying if you But if you don't, it's not raining in your friend's sukkah. So could you to go there? So what does he say, Rav Shlomo Kuga? Came to Achar Yesh Machfel Potter, Kachu Potter. Just because my friend is Potter, I'm Potter? What's that svar?
Well, the child is a friend has some gifting, a friend has a big scar, and I don't. You have to go to the friend's circle.
The same. So in my friend's circle it would be Tisra Kamachva, but in my circle it wouldn't be. If you want to see the original source on page 6, Yerdik Shom Rizay Nithnas Tzach Abayis Nithnas Nishalti B'smon Shal Gisham Yordim Rath B'suk Achas and Gisham Yordim L'Zolchim L'Varach L'Eishim B'suk Alo Gishavti D'Ein L'Varach Vay Ma Shukos V'Dafil Ein Makv L'Fadim Navi Pater Yekin Kim L'Chacham Nos Nushir Tishrach HaMakva. Even though you don't have a Makva, but it's a theoretical thing. What if you would have had a Makva? I don't have a parge. I'm just sucking on sucking candy. I'm not no porridge there. Imagine that I'm to be after a makvul of fun of Nami Potter. I came into a makvul of fun of a potter. We came into a yesh makvul potter. Kach afu came to a ram of that. So he says it's a shear. You can't even the chacham knows the shear. Mishet tisra chamach umash zayat tam haptur. Avu biken afsha ein makvul afanav. Nami potter. Vaynu came in dimhaya makvul afanav. Potter gam ken kachavu potter. Vachanami v'zel gori yishlovi rai lehipuch. So what do you say? It's a shear. But difficult. I mean, he himself, Tzuchas Chaim, says it's difficult. That should be, it was.
because if your friend's sukkah, it's raining in, so you're potter even in your sukkah. Why should that be? So you're saying, well, it's a shear. Because you see, you don't need... Say, I don't have a makf at all. I'm still potter. So it's nothing to do with the foil, is it? But why is it raining? What's the case of Shlomo Kluger? It's raining in everyone else's sukkah, but not mine. It's a Rebbe Shemoifis. You know, like the Rebbe says, it's Shabbos here. You know, all these Rebbe. But why is it raining in his sukkah? Yeah, what do you want to say, Aaron?
Thicker
skach. Thicker skach? Came from which page are you? Yeah. He says that's half over. Okay. Fact of sukkah today, I don't know the shomer. That's half over. Yosef Mishar sukkah. Okay. So he says what he said, that maybe he's the thickest. Thicker thing. Because if I have a thicker schach and you have a thinner schach, so it's raining in your sukkah, so it's raining in my sukkah. So he still says, there's what there's a start to say that you're still potter. No, even the guy with the thick schach. The guy with the thin schach, well, for sure is potter.
It's not raining in his sukkah. The guy with the thick schach is also.
That's the pitch. That he says maybe you shouldn't make a bracha even in your sukkah.
Because your sukkah is so
strange. But feeling because it's not a din in the reality. It's a din because even if I don't have any parish, that's the shear. Say, but I don't have parish. So, in case came to the chacham and also shear, should have pitched a matzah matzah zavi tam haptur. I hope he came out to a matzah lechol and not a quarter. And he came to the Matzah Lefala Yerpotter, again came to the Acher, the Ishmael Lefala, the Tachel Potter came, I don't know if he's there. This is the Shia. The theory is there. Because he's taking svar to say that this is the shear. It's raining enough now that in theory, if you'd have a matfa, so in theory, if I would be potter. So too, in theory, if I would have this guy's sukkah, I'd be potter. So even though I have my better sukkah. Right, that's the shear, right.
But it's a shear of annoyance.
Annoyance, yeah, no.
But this, he's not being annoyed. He's not being annoyed, just because there's a...
Well, if it's obvious.
He's not being annoyed at all. It's not affecting him at all.
Right.
He's blowing back with this one.
There must be an objective amount of rain.
He's mistopping. In other words, he's not sure. He's mistopping that maybe... that if you have this shear of rain... even though it's not annoying you, but the shear's there, then that's how they would convey the p'tur.
Yeah, in other words, if a guy who has his farina and he has a regular sukkah and it would ruin the farina, so even though I'm not eating, I'm in the other sukkah, and the other sukkah is thick as chach, and even laniach that can get in some rain, but it won't get in too much rain. So pashas is, like you said, the guy who has thicker schach, is not he'll be chayev in sukkah. Well, let's say it's thick, but it still could rain in a little bit. But only rain in a little bit because it's still thick. You know, that's the whole discussion, has to rain in. So let's say assume it still does rain in. But this other guy is thinner schach, so mamash rains in a lot. This guy only rains in a little bit. So he's stopping to say that maybe even the guy who has the thick schach is putter.
Because there is an objective amount of rain.
Yeah.
It's not subjective.
So even though Ruby's saying that the rain is a din and annoyance, but he's saying that maybe it's a shear.
Right.
That was the kind
of... If it rains enough that you're going to have a quarter of an inch...
But this is the shear. The theory is the theoretical, because not everyone has a machva,
yeah.
Not everyone has the parge, and yet this is the shear, so this is the shear. Barring the concept of the Ramah, that we base it based on what would be if it was raining in your house. But this is, if you say just the shear in the Gemara, this is the shear. Subjective was a near, like, unless you say like this, there's a din, there's an objective din and a subjective din. In other words, if it bothers me, I'm putter.
That's subjective.
And then there's an objective tour.
Where do you get that subjective din from? Is it a macro?
How do you know the subjective or the objective?
The subjective.
Well, subjective, that's the end, that's the Gemara.
He was getting it.
Yeah, okay, I mean...
You can't
learn both. What was the law? He said that if it's bothering me, I'll leave. So that's the Gemara. That's the Gemara says that if it bothers me, I can leave. But maybe there's another objective shear.
But what is the subjective
shear? And the objective shear is fixture of hamakva. So even though I don't have a makva, but that's the objective shear. And even though my sukkah... is a better sukkah, a rainproof, not totally rainproof, but 99% rainproof. So even though the thing that'll come back is just a little bit.
Where do you know the subjective shear from? Is it a macro also?
Yeah.
You learn two, like,
this shachar macro is the right. In other words, that's what we're saying here. That's what Shlomo Pluger. Topics. He's not sure, so therefore he says, then don't make a bracha. In other words, you were able to build a sukkah, like the guy that knows how to build a sukkah that it can't rain through, but the maisa, it's a bit chiddush, he's saying, because the pasha says it should be totally subjective. Right. To say, because and the shear of the Gemara, that's just because everyone's bothered by that. He's saying, well, you can have a situation where one guy's not... Rishon Klum is a chap. It's a brilliant chap. He's saying that maybe it's wrong, but it's a chap. You know, maybe the others will disagree.
He's going to host like a baby pot, puts a sword in to protect the rain. He's brother. Right?
He holds like a baby pot.
A baby pot, he's already sold in.
Right.
To save it from the rain.
Right.
Like a rain
of time, right? So one guy has a sudden, one guy doesn't have a sudden.
So
the push-up shot is the guy that has the sudden will put the sudden.
He's also
putter. Depend, maybe not putter. I mean, that's what the Arach Horzeru wanted to say. That you're not mechuyif to put the sudden on. But it could be, one guy has the sudden, and one guy doesn't have the sudden. So the push-up shot is the guy who's sudden is chayiv in the sukkah, and the guy who doesn't have the sukkah is potter in the sukkah. But he's saying, no, it could be that it is in a then everyone's potter. Once the normal sukkah is potter, then you have a sukkah that you built in a certain way that you're And then he quotes here a Sfas Emes on page 20. Look at Sfas Emes on page 20. Sfas Emes mstapeg im yordu gshom b'sukoso, veinu gshom yordu b'soch sukas chaveru. אם שעדיין בסוכה משאר עם בסוכה אחר שמחויב לא ילך שם. It was the case of the that you had the better sukkah, so maybe you still potter. Now what's the case if your friend has the better sukkah? Are you mechuyev to go to his sukkah?
Apparently not, based on
what we said last week. So with the Ptur Milo of the Sukkah Chaver, so Sebes Chos of Tamache,
according to what
you
said last week,
I'm not going to do it. Yeah, so the Sukkah did Italian Milsa. He says it's totally in your Sukkah. Okay. But it's a fascinating discussion here. Yeah, this is from Shlomo Kuh. So cool, there's a whole long piece here in the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch. It's just easier to read in Sukkos Chaim. It's on page 6 and 7, a whole long piece. And he says that maybe it's just an objective shear. Pasha says it's totally subjective. I mean, there could be some people that say, okay, I don't mind eating in the rain, but that's Bartlodaito, those people. So, subjective within the norm. Let's say your sukkah is the first try, if your sukkah is thick as cock, then you're going to go in your sukkah.
You said last week, you're not going to go. You said, like, wherever you started out this share, you put it. Go from one room to the next, that's a big pull. On the other hand, you're not confident that we happen to say that it's raining. If you need to go from the eating room to the storage house, that's the shear, right? So we said already to go to be matriarch, to go to your friend's sukkah. We probably already before that year.
Right. Well, Sfas Emes says
you don't have to go to the
Sfas Emes says it's totally in your sukkah. Your sukkah. So he says that, in other words, if your friend's sukkah doesn't rain in and yours does, so you're potter. Do we have a Sfas Emes here? Do we have one here? Just if we have it here, we'll. I don't know if we have it here. Okay, we'll have to look it up. But he quotes it here. That he says, "Fasemis mistapik im yodu shom misukos veihag shom yordi besoch chasufas haveri misham misuka acheres v'cheyog leilashov chasuf demir hakel de misuka diday talya milsa." He says it's totally in suka diday. Okay, so let's just review what we said today. We discussed what's the shir tishrach hamachva. We said maybe there's a chiluk between if you're already in the meal versus not the meal, that if you're in the meal, you need tishrach hamachva. If you're not, then even less. Or even, like, that's the Ran, and the Ritva says even if it's threatening. You know, and then the Rav Shlomo Kluger says that maybe tishrach hamachva is just an objective shir, so even though in your sukkah it's not, then but it's objective shear, and then we had the Bikur Yaakov that says that even if the Ran's not right, but you should choshish for the bracha. So if it's drizzling, even though it's not gonna, and you come out, so you should you shouldn't make the bracha. So let's look now in the. Let's look in the Sfasemis itself. The Sfasemis is on page what? Of Chesed of Days. This on the days. Ah. Mashmah the Gamma Shemitzah Sishir Avshal Bashar Sakhir Jaina Zul Tazar Shizma Vahu. יש מחול בין הפרסים דווקא כשיש לפון על תו שהוא צורך להמתין ממש שתיס לך המחו אפילו אין לפון על תו שהוא כן בזה יש לכל דווקא כבר הוא בסוכה אבל אם הוא רוצה לך הוא בבית שיש שם הרוי מוס כן יש לנו על כשיש סוכה טובה ששם אין הגשם יורד כל כך אם שרם בסוכה אחרס בחיר ולך לשם near the hakel of sukkah the day talim milsa. It was basically this fellow quoted it. It's always good to see in the original source, but he basically quoted it accurately. That he thinks it's the sukkah the day. So that's keng taduru, then what you eat in your own house. You know, to eat in someone else's house, so that's normally, you know. What? You mean why is it totally the sukkah the day? Okay, so these are the general ideas. Okay, let me get something done today. Okay, we only had a nice oilum. You know, some people are still maybe in Oman or something.